Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to review the numbers 13 and 14. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And then we're going to put our pencils down, because we are going to color first. Oh my goodness, the first thing we're going to color are chocolate chip cookies. Oh, I just love chocolate chip cookies. We are going to color them brown. So find your brown crayon and let's color the cookies brown. All right, I hope you started coloring. I said that we are going to review the numbers 13 or 14. So these cookies and milk are either going to total 13 or 14. We're going to count them up and either get to 13 or 14. Now, I know exactly how many there are, and not because I already counted before we started. Nope. I can tell because of the way the pictures are set up. Can you tell without counting? This is a review, so hopefully. Okay, well, we're going to find out. So keep coloring. We're making brown chocolate chip cookies. At the end, if you have time, you want to go back and add some black chocolate chips, you could do that. But right now, we're just coloring everything brown. We'll add details later if we have time at the end when it's all finished. All right, I just finished coloring my last chocolate chip cookie. I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your brown crayon. Now, I know milk is white. I get it. I do. And chocolate milk is brown, but just for fun, we're going to make this strawberry milk. So find your pink crayon, just for fun. Have you ever had strawberry milk? All right, and let's color the milk in each glass pink. Color the milk in each glass pink. I'll tell you a little secret. Ready? It has nothing to do with the numbers 13, 14. Ready? I do not like milk. I know. I don't know. I never have. My mom doesn't either. I don't know. And you know, I'm really, 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 really short. And maybe that's why. No, it's just the way I am made. I'm just short. My mom is short and my dad is short. There's no milk would have helped me. Tell you that right now. Okay, put down your pink crayon. Here we go. We are going to count the chocolate chip cookies and the glasses of milk and find out if there are 13 or 14. But before we do, I want you to tell me how many you think. Do you think it's 13 or 14? Okay, here we go. Take out a finger. I hope you brought one with you and some extras. Touch each cookie, count it, and touch it as you go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That's what I thought. That's what I knew. Here's how I knew. I bet you had the same idea. 10 cookies. So we say 10, 11, 12, 13. 10 and 3 more. 13. I'll say 10. You say 11, 12, 13. 10. Good. All right, scoot over. Boys and girls, we have two numbers. One is a 13 and one is a 14. Let's look at the 13. It's the 1 and the, yep, the 3. Let's color the 1 and the 3, the number 13, red. Find a red crayon. Color the 1 and the 3 red. This is 13. We just had 13 chocolate chip cookies with milk. 10 cookies and 3 glasses of milk. 13. And now we're coloring the number 13 red. Okay? Take a couple of more seconds and then put down your red crayon. Let's color the number 14. 1, 4. Orange. Pick up your orange crayon and color number 14, orange. 1, 4. 14. 14. We're reviewing number 13 and 14. Okay, take a couple of more seconds. 2, 1. All right, put down your orange crayon. Now look at the cupcakes. Love it. All right, let's have purple cupcakes. Find a purple crayon and let's color the cupcakes. You can color just the top part or you can color the whole thing purple. Really, it does not matter. I'm coloring the whole thing purple. This is the kind of icing and frosting that would turn your teeth and your tongue and your lips purple. Yummy. Okay, so while we're coloring the cupcakes, and there's some candles, maybe it's someone's birthday, I want you to think, what number do you think we have here? Do you think we have the number 13 or the number 14? And how do you know? How do you know? Without counting, can you guess, a good guess, is it going to be 13 or 14? And then how do you know? How do you know? All right, I'm getting close to finishing up my purple cupcakes. And I am getting hungry. All right, I'm on my last purple cupcake. I don't know if I'm going fast or slow. I feel like I'm going just right. If you're going way behind me, you're coloring way too slow. And if you're way in front of me, I think you're being really sloppy. Take about 5 more seconds to finish up those purple cupcakes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, put down your purple crayon. Find your red crayon. We just had it. I can't find mine. That's funny. We just had it. There it is. Let's color the candles red. You can even do the flame red. It doesn't matter. That could be like the lit fire. It's just going to be red. This is the part we got to follow directions. Red flames, red candles. Red flames, red candles. I'm on my last one. You might be ahead of me because you might have found your red crayon before I found mine. Okay, take a few more seconds to finish those red candles. 3, 2, 1. Okay, put down your crayons. Let's count the cupcakes and the candles. Keep in mind, what did you think? Was there 13 or 14? What did you think? Here we go. Touch the cupcakes and count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. That's what I thought. Did you think the same? Yes, because there's 10 cupcakes and 4 candles. Remember, we had 10 cookies and 3 glasses of milk, so we said 10, 11, 12, 13. Well, now we have 10 cupcakes and 4 candles. So we say 10, count with me, 11, 12, 13, 14. One more time, say 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 10 and 4 more make 14. Okay, scoot over to all the numbers. Find your blue crayon, any kind of blue, and I want you to box up the number 13. Use your blue crayon to draw a box around the number 13. Blue crayon, draw a box around the number 13. If you make a mistake, just cross it off. It's okay. 1, 3 is 13. We're drawing a box around it. We're drawing a box, a blue box. When you're finished, you should have 6 blue boxes. There are 6 numbers that say 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I found them all. Take about 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, find your orange crayon and let's box up the number 14. Take your orange crayon and box up the number 14. Orange boxes this time. 14 has a 1, 4. 14. 1, 4. It's 10 and 4 more. 10 and 4 more makes 14. When you're done, you should have 6 orange boxes because there are 6 that are the number 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got it. All righty, let's move on. Go to the 10 frames. See the 10 frames? The first 10 frame is full. Let's color the counters in that full 10 frame green. Find a green crayon. Get ready. We're going to color the first counter and count. Here we go. 1. Scoot over. 2. We're coloring the circles. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. Scoot over. We're going to draw. We want to make 14, so we need 10 in the first 10 frame. And how many in the next? 4. So draw 4 counters that are green. 1. Stay in the top row. 2, 3, 4. 10 and 4 make 14. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Put down your green crayon. Now look at the stars. Find your yellow crayon. Let's color 13 yellow stars. Let's do it together. Everybody find your yellow crayon. All right, color the first star. We're going to color and count. 1. Scoot over. 2. 3. Stay with me. 4. 5. 6. 7. You should be on number 7, the 7th star. I'll stop and wait. I'm going to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, here we go. 8. 9. 10, 11. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I'm going to count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Here we go. 12. And we're going to stop at 13. You should have 4 stars left over. If you made a mistake, that's okay. Just cross it off. But you should have 4 blank stars. I'm going to count my stars again and make sure that I've got 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay. Let's put down our yellow crayon. Find your pencil. Look at the dice. I want you to count the dots on the dice and write the answer. It's either going to be 13 or 14. I'm going to whisper count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. What'd you get? Me too, 14. We write a 1 and a 4. 14. Scoot over. Count the books. 13, write the number 13. 1, 3, 13. Now, look at the row of numbers. It starts at 8 and it goes to what number? 14. Let's trace and say it. 8, 9, you should be tracing the numbers. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All right, now there's a number 11. Trace the number 11. 11, what comes next? 12, then what? 13. 1, 3. Scoot over last part. I see the number 12. Trace the 12. 1, 2, that's 12. What comes next? 13. Write your number 13. And 14. Write your number 14. 1, 4. We did it. Boys and girls, we did the whole lesson. You reviewed numbers 13 and 14. You're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.